Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Rambo. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, well, what's up? How's it going?
I'm all right. You, what's going on?
Just out here, crowd alive, you know, crowd chanting yes.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, I'll cut you off.
Yeah, the crowd's just chanting. Where are you? Are you here yet?
I am here. I just saw Superman just pass by.
Okay, where are you? Where? What part? What section you are?
I see. Let's see. Where can I describe? I'm like almost across the street from the True Religion.
So you're not actually here on the same block. You're actually on another block.
Where are you at?
I'm right here, standing right in front of the we're near where everybody else is waiting.
Yeah, the Best Buy.
Sure, hold on. Someone wants me to take a picture.
Well, how's it going with you, man? You know, this is a special Summer Slam edition.
And, you know, we're going to basically talk about SummerSlam. You pump?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Sorry. Oh, I see you now. I see you.
You see me? Where are you?
Turn around. Turn completely around. Nope.
Where?
Right here. Now. Yeah,
you
turn
completely around.
What's going on?
Hey, it's not bad. I have the tickets. And I'm ready to go see the show. It should be a good show tonight.
Oh, no doubt, man. What match are you excited about the most?
I'm excited to see the rematch, Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. And I also want to see John Cena versus Seth Rollins match. Kim versus Kim, and that one should be a good one.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to piggyback on your choices. Definitely want to see the rematch between Undertaker and Lesnar. And, of course, see the unification match for the U.S. title, which John Cena holds. And, of course, Seth Rollins, the current champion.
Yeah,
definitely want to see that. And the third match I want to see is Kevin Owens versus Cesaro, who potentially could be future WWE World Heavyweight Champions in the very near future.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's going to be a good one. Because if it gets unified, it's going to be the U.S. Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. Or they could just leave it World Heavyweight Championship and then just add the United States color to the current belt, you know.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
That's true.
Yeah, man, people are ready, you know. They're mad people outside. People holding up signs. Of course, you guys know the number, you know, if you guys want to call in. We're basically just going to talk about, SummerSlam, the event that's coming on. You know, the Mets, I don't know how they're doing right now. They're trying to sweep the series against the Rockies, but we're not going to talk about that today. The Yankees, they had their Jorge Posada Day yesterday, but we're not going to talk about that either. You know, we're just going to – and, of course, you know, Giants and Jets, you know, they won their preseason games this week in the preseason, week two. But today we're going to do something special. We're just going to focus on SummerSlam and WWE, and hope you guys enjoy the show.
Yeah, definitely. Should be a good one. And, I know the WWE roster on this SummerSlam is going to be good, but this roster outside is pretty good as well.
Oh, yeah. I definitely wish oh, yeah, man. I feel you, bro. You know,
my pants are shrinking.
Oh, man. but, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm pumped, man.
Me too.
Yeah, let's get to the show. You know, you got the card out. Who you think's gonna win? Let me think. I'm trying to think. What match? The tag team match. Oh, fans are chanting, "Let's go Yankees!" Even though we're at Barclays Center.
Yep.
Oh, they're chanting, "Let's go Mets!" You know, it's the Subway Series. The Subway Series came a little early. You know, Subway Series is gonna be September 18th to the 20th. City Field version, but we got that a little early, and of course,
and we're gonna be at that one.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a major series, especially with the Mets doing well.
Yeah,
and you know how a team, you know what, you never know what can happen with teamwork, and let's with that in mind, let's talk about the tag team match that's coming up. You know, prime time players are the current champions. They're putting their title on the line against New Day, the former champions, and of course the Lucha Dragons, and the Los Matadores. We've seen that match so many times.
I know.
I think New Day is gonna win. Who do you think gonna win?
I don't know. I think Crunchtime Players are gonna retain the title, man. They're gonna lose tonight.
I could see that, you know, they're very, you know, they're very popular, you know, right now, you know, they're You know, they got that both guys, Titus O'Neil and Darren Young, they got that chemistry going.
Yeah.
They might, I could very well see them retain it, but I think a new day has come, and I think they're gonna regain the title tonight.
It could happen. I think the primetime players are not gonna lose it yet. I think they're gonna retain it.
And sticking with the tag team theme, what's your thoughts about Stephen Amell, aka the Green Arrow, teaming up with Neville? You know, whose finisher is the Red Arrow, versus King Barrett and Stardust. Who do you think is going to win that one?
Oh, I think Arrow and who's he teaming up with again?
Oh, Stephen Amell, aka the Green Arrow.
Yeah, I think they're going to win tonight.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know how it is with WWE and celebrities, you know. 99.99% of the time they always win. So,
oh yeah.
I don't think that'll be any different.
Yeah.
And you know, classic good against evil. I definitely see Stephen Amell winning his first WWE match in his debut.
Yep.
So I definitely see that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And let me see. And of course, so far this we're sticking with the tag team theme. And lastly, we're gonna talk about the Divas Revolution. You got PCP, formerly known as the Sorority of the Sorority Sisters, there, which is the team of Paige, Charlotte, Flair, and Becky Lynch. They're gonna face off against the now former Diva NXT Women's Champion Sasha Banks, Naomi, and Tamina, which, you know, of course, they're known as Team Bad. And they're going to face it off against Team Bella, which has Nikki and Brie Bella and, of course, Alicia Fox. Who do you think is going to win that one?
I think Nikki's team is going to win. The Bellas. I think they're going to win tonight.
You know what I think? Since the title isn't on the line, I think PCP is going to win.
Yeah.
That
one should be a good match.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be an interesting match. And, you know, this is with the whole recent Divas, revolution going on, you know, this match, you know, it's been a long time since, you know, the Attitude Era, you know, men, you know, some, you know, male fans are actually, you know, paying attention to what's going on in the Divas division.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of TNA, you know. So don't make
in a WWE match
shrink anymore.
It's gonna be a very interesting match for sure.
Oh yeah.
And moving on to the Intercontinental title, it's gonna be a triple threat match. Ryback, the current IC champion, versus the Miz. And of course, the Big Show. Who do you think is going to win that one?
Wow. I think Ryback should retain the title.
Oh, I'm in agreement with you there. I think Ryback, he's gonna put them both out, you know, with the shell shock. And
yeah.
After he wins the match, he's still going to be hungry, and he's going to be begging for the WWE Universe to feed him more.
Oh yeah, I think he retains it. I think if he wins his match and Cena wins his match, it might be Ryback versus John Cena maybe at Royal Rumble WrestleMania.
Maybe.
Well, not WrestleMania, but maybe Royal Rumble, I'd say. Or Survivor Series.
So you think that will unify the Intercontinental U.S. and the WWE World Heavyweight Championship?
No. I don't think they would unify, but I'm saying, you know. He'd probably be his next opponent, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. Might be right.
They're never going to unify the Intercontinental with the heavyweight.
Yeah. I mean, it happened, you know, like 1990, but, you know, with Ultimate Warrior, the Ultimate Challenge. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that'll ever happen again. And I don't think it should.
Well, when Ultimate Warrior won back in 1990, he actually had to give up the Intercontinental.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he wasn't really unifying it, but it was a champion. I think that was the last IC versus heavyweight championship. We got tons of those matches before.
Repeat that.
I'm trying to remember the last Intercontinental Champion versus World Heavyweight Champion.
It might have been I think, you know, they've had some raw matches, but it was never for the title. But,
right.
but there was only one real, like, you know, unification match, you know, and that's Ultimate Challenge. But like you said, Ultimate Warrior did have the hand over the title. He, as of right now, he's the only man to hold both the Intercontinental and the WWE title at the same time. Well, briefly at the same time.
Right.
And John Cena and Seth Rollins will be battling later tonight for that. But we'll give our predictions about that, you know, a little later in the show. Moving on, let me see. What other matches are there out in that pay-per-view? Other than the Lesnar and, of course, Undertaker match.
Oh, yeah, that might be the biggest one of the night here.
Yes, but what other match did we not cover before we get to the Undertaker Lesnar and, of course, the unification title match?
Let me see what else. Randy Orton Sheamus.
Oh, yes, right. Randy Orton, the former Mr. Money in the Bank, and of course, WWE and World Heavyweight Champion. He's going to battle Sheamus, who also, you know, has held both the WWE World Heavyweight title, and he is the current Mr. Money in the Bank. I'm picking Randy Orton to win.
He's going to be upset. I think Sheamus is going to win this one.
No. Okay. That's cool.
I think Sheamus is going to upset him.
But you know what I think?
Sheamus.
All right. And let's see. I guess there's nothing else major than the two main event matches, right?
I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Cesaro, Kevin Owens. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I'd love to see Cesaro win it, but I think Kevin Owens is going to win, you know, try to bounce back from that, you know, his loss to Cena.
I think Cesaro's going to win this one. I think Kevin Owens is going to lose again.
I hope you're right. We'll definitely see, you know. It's definitely going to, I think that match right now looks like on paper is going to be the match of the night. Obviously, you know, you got the two major events, you know, of course, Undertaker and Lesnar, which is, you know, arguably, you know, one of the greatest rematches, if not the greatest rematch in WWE history that's going to go down. Who do you think's going to win that one?
Wow. I think Undertaker's going to avenge his loss at WrestleMania two WrestleManias ago. I think it'll be Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, man. I totally agree with you. I think the dead man has returned, and he's the Reaper has come for Brock Lesnar. And this rivalry series will be tied up at one at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And, I definitely see that. The only way I could see Undertaker losing is if the rivalry ends tonight and they never face each other again. But
I
don't see that happening either. I think it's going to be, you know, Undertaker's going to even up this rivalry, and then they're going to face off at WrestleMania to put this rivalry to rest. No pun intended, of course.
Yeah. Oh, I'm another match. I forgot. Again, I just lost it. And what was the other match? It's just in my head. Damn, these damn girls are distracting me. wait, what was it again?
It's not a Divas match.
Ziggler versus Rusev.
Oh, right. How could I forget that match? Yeah, Ziggler Rusev. I think definitely Ziggler's going to win that match.
Definitely.
And he's going to get his revenge after Rusev took him out of put him out of business and injured him. And he, you know, and then, of course, Rusev had his own injury that he dealt with a few months ago. And I think Ziggler's going to get retribution tonight.
You know, this match could go either way. I see Ziggler. I'm going to say Ziggler's going to win it, but I could see Lana turning on Ziggler and going back to Rusev.
Yeah, I could definitely see that too. I mean, that would be more predictable, you know, because, you know, Lana and him has that history. But I could definitely see the swerve coming. But yeah, I think it might be too early to do that. But this is the second most biggest pay per view event of the year. So you know, what better night other than WrestleMania to have the epic turn of Lana rejoining Rusev. But then what's going to happen to Summer Rae? Are they going to swap
the center for her own?
Are they going to swap dates or something? Well, I mean,
that could happen. Who knows?
Maybe that's what will happen. But yeah, I think it's too early to kill Lana's momentum. You know, she's over with the crowd. You know, I don't think they should, you know, kill her push, you know, just yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could definitely see the, you know, her turning on him. But I think for now she's gonna stay loyal to Ziggler.
Well, yeah, planning on buying any merchandise?
What did you say?
Plan on buying any WWE merchandise? There's a couple of merchandise stands right in front of me.
Nah, I doubt I'm gonna buy anything today. Merchandise today?
I forgot to bring my heavyweight championship belt.
I gotta look for mine, man.
Usually I defend that when I'm banging girls, but but I forgot to bring it today.
You can put that folks under the TMI category, but you know, I guess you love defending your title. I presume.
Oh yeah, 24/7, like the hardcore title.
But lastly, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, of course, is going to be unified with the United States Championship. And the big storyline here is that John Cena, the current U.S. champion, he's trying to be the first man to unify both titles, first time that would ever happen. And also another history milestone. If he does so, he will tie Ric Flair's all-time WWE/NWA/WCW WWE, you know, heavyweight championship milestone. And of course, he'll be battling the current incumbent WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins. It's gonna be a major match. Who do you think is gonna win this match?
Well, this could also go two ways.
Oh, I'm reading your mind. It involves Sheamus, doesn't it?
Yes.
See, we're on the same mind. Oh, but I'll let you proceed.
Well, I could see John Cena winning the title and unifying the championship at the end of the night and leaving with the belt. Then, or the other alternative would be Rollins winning the title because Sheamus interferes somehow while he's trying to cash in. So I think, let me rephrase that. I could see, I just left up my train of thought there. I think Sheamus has something involved with Seth Rollins winning tonight.
Yeah, man, you're talking my language, man. I definitely think Sheamus is going to get involved. Here's what I think is going to go down. Basically, what you were saying, I think Cena will make history, be the first man to unify the titles, and also tie Ric Flair's championship reign. And also, right after that, Sheamus cashes in the Money in the Bank on Cena, and Sheamus is the new champion.
Yeah, that could happen either way. That's gonna be an exciting finish. Because you don't know what's going to happen in that match at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't see any scenario that makes Seth Rollins walk out as the champion.
Hey, who knows? I might even jump in the ring and cash it in.
Yeah, you never know. And speaking of Seth Rollins' former rival, we have, of course, Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. teaming up against the two-thirds of the Wyatt family members, Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper. I'm thinking the good guys are going to win here, the former Shield brothers. They will come out victorious tonight. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think the Shield are, I think they're going to win this match, definitely. They're going to overpower the Wyatt family. They're going to overpower the Wyatt family so bad, Sister Abigail is going to have to come out and defend them. So that's how overpowering the Shield are going to be tonight.
Yeah, man, those guys have, you know, like a major rivalry, you know, ever since, you know, the Shield and the Wyatt family the past couple of years before Seth Rollins dissolved his own group.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
Yeah, I think the storied rivalry continues, and I think we're gonna have a surprise entry. I don't know, you know, person who's gonna interfere in the match, maybe Sting, maybe and or Eric Rowan. Maybe he might heal from his injury, for all I know.
Oh yeah, and well, I'm getting a PR sign going, so I'm gonna go in right now.
All right.
I'm not waiting around. I'm taking my black ass inside.
Well, you have any last words you want to say?
Check out my show, IMAC, Saturdays at 11. Come back here and check out Sports from Legend every Sundays at 6. No music tonight because we don't have the dashboard in front of us. So We're just going to have to, you guys are just going to have to listen to the sound of the crowd.
Oh, yeah. That's how we're going to end this show off. So, with that in mind, I'm, of course, William Rameau. He's Macaulay Matthew. And we will see you guys next week for the WWE SummerSlam recap review next week. So with that, he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Rameau, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
All right. Peace later. We'll get your bell online.
The champ is here.